Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm broadcasting from my bright red desk. And I'm joined tonight by Mark.
Mark Wolf, hanging out in New York City. And but you have a bright red desk out there?
No. We had a Mercury retrograde screw up. Right. So I went out to Fire Island, spent the day, and came home.
Oh,
it was just one of those little Mercury retrograde things. It was very funny. I took the van this morning, and, you know, I did the radio show that I do with Michael at 10, and I took the van this morning, 11:30, and I enter it, and this woman goes to me, "Ooh, you get the bench behind me, that way we can both stretch out." And I'm like, "Oh, great," you know, there was only three of us. And you do this car service out there. It's, you know, it's very nice. They pick you up. It's right near in the neighborhood. So we're talking, and lo and behold, she's staying in my house, right? So we figure out that she's renting the house, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, well," she goes, "Well, I'm staying in Barbara's room." I said, "No, you're not. I'm staying in Barbara's room. You're in the front room."
Uh-oh.
And that should have been my clue. So, like, we get out there. We both buy our ferry tickets. We chat the whole way. We talk about Broadway shows. You know, we chat, you know, chat. We get, you know, we stop at Nikki's Clam Bar and she got shrimp salad in a cup, which I said, "That's a great idea." I got my usual clam chowder. We get out there, and lo and behold, the front room is rented to some new guy with a dog named Shiksa, which I was a little like, "Really? You named your dog Shiksa? That's kind of like not very cool name." But she's got the back room, you know, and her ex-husband, who's in the house, she's Paul's ex-wife, one of the guys who lives in my house. And they get along really well, and they always go out for dinner and whatever. And so, you know, he greets me at the door like a little red hen, going, "You're not here. It's not your weekend." And I'm like, "Yeah, it is. Barbara screwed up. I got the emails to prove it," which is what happened. It was unclear in the emails, although, you know, on careful reading, it was my weekend. But the house was full, so I kind of went out and hung out with some friends, and then took a boat back and got back to New York. With the little caveat in the back of my mind is, you know, I owe Saturn something, and I haven't delivered it yet. And I think he just said, "No Fire Island for you."
Right.
So now I have 2 days and a Virgo moon for the next 2 days to get it accomplished. So I'm looking at this as my little Mercury retrograde. You're a bad girl. You're not getting to span on Fire Island until you finish that thing you owe me. So
yeah,
I think
it's
Saturn.
Saturn station, too.
I know. He's stationing right on my Venus Saturn, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And the Mercury retrograde. So anyway, it was like I could have made it, you know, I could have slept on the couch, but, you know, it's like, okay, I concede. And I'm really too old to sleep on the couch. So I want my own room with a bed and a pillow and air conditioning.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm back in New York. And and now I get to work for the next 2 days because I don't have any clients. All good. So anyway, Mercury retrograde, man. Mars out of bounds. You travel and you get there and you go, "No room at the inn." I feel a little bit like the Blessed Virgin.
Yeah.
I'm going to look to see if I'm pregnant next week, you know.
Right.
So how are you? It's really that kind of week. Saturn stationing. I have had more emails from people writing and saying, "Oh, my God, Saturn stationing. You know, this happened. Oh, my God, Saturn stationing, this happened." It's been really crazy. And what's been going on in your world?
Well, none of that stuff. I guess I just figured out what I needed to do, and I didn't have any quarrel with Saturn. I can see
he's not stationing on your Saturn either, right?
Right. No.
Right. You don't owe him anything. I've got Venus. He's stationing on my Venus right now, you know, and, well, you know, I owe him something. So he's like, "Ann Ortley, you're going back to your apartment in New York and sitting in your air conditioning until it's done."
Yeah.
So he didn't get you.
I don't have anything at 4 degrees.
So. Anything at 4 degrees.
It's not a direct line, you know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the big guy's sitting on my head right now. And, what are you going to do? I looked at him in the fireworks. You know, they had a lot of Saturn. I don't know. Did you see the Macy's fireworks? You were out of town that weekend, right?
Yeah.
Macy's had Saturn in the fireworks. There were all these pictures of Saturn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Maria Wander, one of my students, took pictures of it. Because he was all over the fireworks. So, yeah, it's definitely a Saturn kind of week. So he stopped, and he's now moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few more days of him being stopped. And we have Mercury out of bounds, or Mercury retrograde, rather, and Mars out of bounds coming into Cancer on the 20th, right? Comes in this week. 13th, I think. Yeah, it goes into Cancer on the 13th. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, so there's no bright red desk on Fire Island. No. The bright red desk here in New York City.
Well, when we met last night at the Church of the Transfiguration, we asked for a show of hands, who would rather have Mars than Gemini, who would rather have Mars than Cancer? And it was kind of a mix of each.
Right.
Both of those, you know, it's not the favorite place for Mars.
No. He doesn't always get his story straight. You know, the data can sometimes be screwed up. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
To kind of attention deficit disorder, you know, with Gemini and with Cancer,
totally.
Just to, you know, can't pull it together, you know.
And as the moon changes signs, every time the moon changes signs, Mercury's in a new mood, right? So he's in a Leo mood today, and then Mars, of course, is reading him and going, "I'm in a Leo mood today too." So, and then, and then he'll be in a Virgo mood the next couple days. So, and then, all this week has nice closing aspects, but the weekend has crabby aspects. It has Libra aspects with a crappy aspect, crappy closing, a square to, Pluto? No. A square to the sun. Yeah, square to the sun. Pardon?
Oh, I was going to say it closes that early, because Pluto's in, 11 or something?
Yeah. No, he squares the sun. He squares Pluto on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But he squares the sun. Closing aspect is Monday, the 18th.
Oh, okay.
Or the 15th, yeah.
So 15th. The sun is in late Cancer.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was my Mercury retrograde story. I'm telling you, I'm not really liking this Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
To my sixth house, I'm really not happy.
Yeah. Well, Heather's
but, you know, you just kind of go, okay, all right, I bow to the larger forces. So I will sit at my desk and I will deliver for Saturn so he doesn't screw up next weekend with a lot of rain.
Heather is traveling on the Mercury retrograde, but she's got a flexible schedule. So.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah, Heather's not here for the listeners. She's traveling. She and her partner are moving. They're going Sundances, right? They're going to some Sundance, and then they're going to visit her brother up in New Hampshire or Vermont or someplace. So one of those north skinny states. So, yeah, they're having a road trip. And Canada, too. They're probably not even in the country tonight. So she would call in if she has signal, but I haven't seen her show up, although I will double-check. 612.
Yeah,
she's not in
some canyon somewhere.
Cool. Yeah. So what do you want to say to our listeners about how to do the week ahead? We have a bunch of people already online with their hands up, so we have callers. But what else would you like to share with them about how they work with this energy?
Well, I think the main thing going on is that Mars out of bounds and moving from Gemini to Cancer. That's the main thing we notice. And then still the Saturn station that we're letting go of. It's setting us up for a direct Saturn until, when is it, next March?
March 2nd. Yeah, Saturn's full steam ahead now. Although, you know, full steam ahead, make sure you do your homework. He's full steam ahead till March 2nd, and he enters his shadow on November 26th. So basically, although somebody was posting on something I was reading on the train coming back that they didn't really believe in the shadow. And I'm like, I like the shadow. The shadow works for me. But basically what we're doing is we're revising. We're full steam ahead. So whatever we build between now and November 26th November 26th will be permanent. And then the stuff between November 26th and March 2nd will still be building, but we might be revising. Because it goes all the way up to 26, and then it comes back down again, you know. So it gets a lot accomplished, but it's still full steam ahead, you know, because it's really going far into Scorpio, right into the backbone of it. So.
And, of course,
but
it also it's in that grand trine.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about the grand trine.
Yeah, the big feature on that is the trine to Neptune.
Right.
It's a, that's really quite good to have Saturn trining Neptune. It helps us to make our ideals practical and realizable.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole spiritual sensibility. We can actually do something concrete with it. You know, it's so hard a lot of the times. You know, you have your ideal side, and, you know, that's good one day a week. And then the rest of the week, it's like, well, you know, I'm not a minister. I can't mm-hmm. do that every day. Well, with Saturn trine Neptune, you find ways that you can bring it more easily into your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it allows you to make your spirituality practical. You know, a lot of times people with Saturn Neptune actually work in some kind of artistic or spiritual field. But for all of us this summer, we're going to have that opportunity to look at Neptune, which is where our dreams are. You know, whatever house your Neptune is where we want to connect to God or the divine or the goddess, depending on your belief system. We want to connect in and be transformed, be redeemed, have, you know, reconciliation or the experience of connecting on a really profound and deep level. So Neptune, that's its job. And, of course, obviously we don't necessarily connect to the divine on Earth. But when you have a big Neptune transit, very often you can fall in love and, you know, that rapture thing that goes on with really the big falling in love times. But when Saturn and Neptune trine each other, which doesn't happen that often, it is a pretty big story because the two of them really work with altering reality, you know, shape-shifting reality. That's the way I like to think of it. And while Jupiter and the Saturn trine each other every 20 years, they have the closing trine every 20 years, which this one is closing the conjunction that started in 2000. That closing trine finishes up the story then and says harvest it. The adding Neptune in makes it much longer and making Neptune part of the grand trine. So I'd said to Mark when we were talking yesterday at the church, you know, I pressed my little mouse button and click, click, click back in time, and it was 1966 when the last time these guys trined each other. Jupiter and Saturn have trined each other every 20 years, but Neptune, you know, he's not in the pile. But he was there in, I get the charts right here, he was there in September 1st, 1966 for a couple of months, and that was, of course, when they were doing a lot of the civil rights stuff and a lot of the legislation that was getting passed was getting implemented. So it was the Saturn trining Neptune and trining Jupiter in Cancer. So Jupiter was in Cancer back then, and Saturn and Neptune were reversed. Neptune was in Scorpio, and Saturn was in Pisces. And it was a grand trine, but it was the late degrees. It was back at the 20s. Then the time before that was in 1929, and that was when Mother Teresa, interestingly, went off to Calcutta to work with the people because God talked to her and said, go to Calcutta. And that was a fire trine with Neptune in Leo and Saturn in Sag, and then Neptune went into Virgo, and then Jupiter was in Earth. So it was also the excesses that led up, because it was in March of 1929, the excesses that led up to the stock market crash in October. And then the other one was in 1834, July of 1834, which is when Darwin did his famous discovery journey to reconfigure survival of the fittest, survival of the species. And that one was a grand trine in air, and that was Saturn in Libra, Neptune in Aquarius, and Jupiter in Gemini. And that also was when the British Empire set free all their slaves. And that also was when Mount Vesuvius erupted, so there was a lot of soot in the air. And then for a few years after that, it kind of affected the growing seasons around the world because Vesuvius eruption was so big. So it was an interesting, you know, so you think about it, you know, 66, 29, and then 1834. And let me tell you, I checked this three times because it was Mercury retrograde. I sat there with my little mouse waiting for my grand trine to come up. And I think, you know, like if we think then about how rare this is. Now, this is going to be in place for 3 months. So you've got July, August, and September to work with this energy. But it's very profound energy around creating a structure, Saturn, and nurturing it, Jupiter, caretaking it, nurturing it, helping it, and then making the structure serve your dream, whatever your dream is, whatever your soul really wants, whatever your soul is yearning for. So I think that's part of the bigger picture of this week, too, because we start, as Saturn moves forward, he steps into that grand trine, because he's been in it already, but he's been going backwards, right? And so now he goes, okay, I'm going to go forwards now, and now I'm going to show you what I really want to do with you. So I had a few people, you know, marriages ended or partners saying I'm done. I mean, I got sent home from my Fire Island house, you know. It's not that I think that's the big thing, but it's understanding that this grand trine is a lot about the direction that we want to take going forward, you know, what our vision is for ourselves. So, and then right behind it, there was a new moon that was very profound and very strong. So,
right.
Yeah. So good. So any other things you want to say about
the picture?
Yeah.
No,
any other?
I think that,
no?
Okay. That pretty well lets us know where we are.
Okay. So we've got some callers, so we'll take some callers.
Yeah.
And we'll go for 416. Hi, 416. You're on the air. Can we help? Hello? Hi, 416. You there? Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes. My birthday is June 6, 1978.
Okay.
June 6, 1978.
Yeah.
And your time?
Is 1:15 p.m.
1:15 p.m. Where?
In Hungary.
Where?
Hungary.
Got to spell the city.
It's K-E-D-E-S. No, K. Like, hold on, let me start again. K-E.
J is in joy. Huh?
Okay. K-E. Hold on, let me try it this way. Okay, let me start again. K like Kishmet. E like Emily, C like Cat, S like Sam, K like Kishmet, E like Emily, M like Mary, E like Emily, and T like Tom.
In Hungary.
Uh-huh.
And what's the first letter again? K?
K.
And that's in Box Kiskun?
Yep. You got it.
Yes? Okay. All right. So June 6, 1978, 1:15 p.m. in Keszkmi, Hungary. What's your question?
Yeah. The question is, I have been experiencing just the worst turmoil in terms of career, finances. It's just everything just, it's like coming down, crashing, and it's not looking up at all. And it's like, I don't see any direction out of this. And I'm just wondering if you have anything to offer at all.
Okay, career stuff falling. Where are you now in the States? Where do you live in the States?
I'm in Toronto, actually, in Canada.
Toronto?
North of the border. Uh-huh, right above you guys.
Okay. Mark, do you see anything offhand? Do you got it pulled up?
I don't quite have it all together yet.
Okay. All right, so just talk a little bit. What's your first name?
It's Monica.
Monica? Okay. Hi. Okay, so what's going on, is, at least as I can see it, is you've got Saturn going through the second house in your Hungary chart. When we move you to Canada, what that's going to do is shift the location a little bit and give it a slightly different positioning. But Saturn through the second traditionally says to you, whatever the old work was, you have to kind of give up and go do something new. In the relocated chart, Toronto, Saturn's in the fifth house, encouraging you to do something around your creativity or that direction. So Saturn going through the second natally says you're putting down your roots for the next 29 years. You've got Jupiter coming to the midheaven in the Hungary chart, and that will start a new 12-year cycle around career, similar to 2001 and 89 when you were little, but your parents might have had a career thing. And right now, Jupiter's still in your 12th house in your Toronto chart. So he's finishing up some past life karma stuff, meaning you're releasing something that you need to let go. But you're going to have your Jupiter return this summer. So when you're at the very end of the cycle, meaning right now, Jupiter releases until he starts again. So we have to wait till he gets to 10, which is in August. He gets to 10, and then he says, okay, now I'm ready to start the new 12 years. So you're still releasing till then. And a lot of times when we're at an ending cycle like that, Jupiter says, okay, we got to let this go. Now, Jupiter rules your work, right? He rules your Pisces house, and he rules your third house of how you think about things. When we move you to Toronto, he moves your work house because he rules Sag, and he rules your career. So while he's in kind of the crapper, for lack of a better word, and he's been in kind of a bad place for the last year in the sense that he's been wrapping up stuff and things haven't really been working for you, once he finishes with that, that helps a lot. So I think that I would hold out hope and say you're not, you know, you're starting a new cycle. You're about to start it in middle of August. So your job between now and then is really to kind of think about, well, what is the creative thing that you want to do? What is the work thing you want to do? Because as Saturn comes through the second, traditionally you find new work or you find an expansion on your work. But the Toronto chart says you have to have it be work that you love or work that you find particularly nurturing. Mark, you want to add to that?
Yeah, pretty much that's what you're waiting on. And it just has to, you just have to line up for you. Actually, I just realized I was looking at 1979. You said 78, right?
78, yeah. June 6, 78.
I was looking at 79. Let's try that again. Okay.
Okay. Mercury retrograde. So,
yeah. oh, yeah. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, overall, you want to basically look for ways to find balance around you. And, you know, it's going to be on the small scale. It's not going to be large grand things right now, but instead everything that you look at that's around you in your life, just try to find a way to balance it out. So everything, it's as if you walked in a room and all of the picture frames are a little bit twisted on the wall, and you need to go around the room and straighten this one out, and then go across the room and straighten the next one out. Then you notice that the tablecloth is askew, so you go and tug on one corner of that, get it straight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you do that, it doesn't seem like you're doing anything at the time. You're just straightening a little picture frame. But by the time you're done going all around the room and doing all of those little straightenings, you'll really feel overall balanced in your life and everything will line up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing you've got going on is your progressed moon right now is a 27 Virgo, which is, that means that the last 27 months, because the moon's been in the moon's been in Virgo for the last 27 months, but for the last 16 months or so, which is about a year and a quarter, the moon's been in the 12th, which is not generally a time when we feel particularly well seen. And of course, moon in Virgo doesn't always make lots of money. It's not necessarily known for being a rich moon. It works hard for its money. It gets $5. It has a bill for $5. And so your progressed moon going through the sign of Virgo now, you got 3 more months till it goes into Libra. But it's coming to Saturn and Mars, your solar arc Saturn and Mars this next month or so. And then once it clears that, it gets to your node of fate by progression. And it kind of starts a whole new cycle, kind of a cosmic reset. But we have to get through that, and that's going to be as of September 18th. Then the moon goes into Libra the beginning of October, and that will feel much like you're off the farm and you're not working so hard, and that'll be at the end of September. And then if your birth time's right, the chart says 4 months from then you should start to feel like everything's really going your way. If your birth time is a little earlier, like 1/10 or 1/12, it will be right any time after September. And if it's a little later, it might take a smidge after that. But once the moon gets out of Virgo, generally people feel much more like they're able to get traction. Virgo feels like you're just kind of sifting and sorting, and you've got to be doing Psyche, where she had that huge mound of stuff that she had to separate for Aphrodite to be happy. And Virgo is very task-oriented, but it also is a lot of tasks that don't necessarily pay well. But it is what we call the apprenticeship time, meaning whatever it is you've been working on over the last 16 months has been a lot about your, or the last 27 months, has been a lot about training you to get you ready to do something. You got a last push when the moon goes over Saturn Mars, and then it kicks it out into Libra, and then it'll feel much better. And this transit only takes place once every 30 years, so you're really at a very big turning point. So my feeling would be, you know, it's right now it's feeling kind of crappy, but it gets much better once moon gets out of Virgo, progress moon gets out of Virgo. And, of course, that's been squaring all your Gemini stuff. So every time Gemini goes, I want to do this, the progress moon in Virgo throws a wet blanket on it and says, no, you can't. Right? And then it goes, I want to do this. And then the progress moon goes, no, you can't. So, you know, you have had a lot of wet blankets thrown on your stuff, but that's not forever, and that's almost over. So we've got Jupiter finishing a 12-year, the progress moon finishing a 30-year, and you're really releasing a lot of stuff. If we move that progressed moon to the Toronto chart, then we find that there is a very strong energy there around the progressed moon is down in the foundation of your life. You know, what is it you want to really build? So you're going to be starting a new build cycle, which, of course, then means you're at the very end of a build cycle in Toronto. Because whenever we're starting a brand new cycle, that means we're in the wrap-up of the old one. So it's a very strong energy. And also the progressed moon is on Saturn Mars. This next couple months going to be frustrating. But I want you focusing on what your vision is. And in the Toronto chart, next year, the sun comes out of the 12th house, which is where it's been hiding. And once it emerges into the first house in the Toronto chart, it feels much more seen. So it's been in that house for 14 and 15 years. So for the last 29 years, your progressed sun has been in the 12th house in Toronto, not in the Hungary chart. But you're going to feel much more visible. Once he emerges, and also once he finishes, he's coming to join your Venus, which is progressed sun's coming to join your Venus. Actually, just got off of it, and so that should also help a bit in terms of you feeling able to be seen and able to actually create what you want to create. Mark, anything else you want to add? Do you have any questions too?
Yeah, do you have questions? Do you feel like there's a plan?
Well, I am actually, I'm completely clueless as to what to do. I definitely resonate with everything that you said, that whatever the work of my life is in up to here, it has slowly fallen away, and I have no desire to continue grabbing on to it. It's like I just want to release it, but I don't know the new direction. I don't know whether it should be an extension of this work or should I start looking somewhere else completely.
Well, what can happen now is you can, you know, you can still make money from the old work, but you should be getting all new work coming in. Saturn through the second traditionally is you find your career. And not to say what you've done up until now has been bad, but a lot of times it says, okay, that's done. And the chart wants to do something more creative now. And so, you know, you have to do something where you're really feeling like you're actually creating something. So that's part of the journey. It's like, you know, a lot of times this chart will work for security rather than creativity. And it has Saturn and Leo, so there's a little part of it that's afraid it can't make money from its creativity. So we have to kind of say, I don't care if you make money from your creativity. You have to do something that makes you feel inspired every day, that makes you feel like getting up and singing in the morning. And if you do that, then that helps your chart find right work, because it's about the, you know, believing in the creative and really allowing, you know, and all that Gemini planets, they can trash talk you right into a bad place. They can also trash talk you right into a good place. So a lot, you know, this is a chart that really benefits from positive thinking or, you know, affirmations and stuff like that, because, you know, I would even say to your hum, because if you hum, you know, you can't be thinking bad thoughts. or, you know, oh, I screwed up, or oh, I did something wrong. I would find what you love and just focus a little more on what that is. So we have to hang up because the show's over. This is Ann Ortley hanging up from New York on my bright red desk here, working on Saturn's task for the next 3 days. And Mark?
Mark Waltz, also in New York, over on the west side by the Hudson River.
And so we'll all talk to you next week. Have a great week, folks.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.